Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sunday evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Your hosts for tonight's show are Robert Brining and Jeremy Dunn. They'll be taking your calls and speaking on the topic of the week. You're encouraged to call in and share some of your life experiences with us. The number to call is 347-215-9442. That number again, 347-215-9442. Welcome to Pause I Am Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Pause I Am Radio. I am your host, Robert Brining. I am joined by my co-host, Jeremy Dunn. Jeremy, how are you today, man?
I'm fine. Hi. I was almost late.
You made it like right that he's like, welcome to Pause I Am Radio, and then there goes your little number pop up. Well, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you as well.
Happy Easter to everyone out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I did the family thing. I went to my my aunt's, and you know, we just did the whole sit down and eat dinner, and all the kids did an Easter egg hunt. It's the only place I ever went to that had an Easter egg hunt where all the kids had 25 eggs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because there's five little kids. So the five little kids ran around and did it, and they all had 25 eggs.
Aww.
With candy and everything, so it was cute. But it was nice to see my family because I don't get to see them too often. So because that's my dad's side, so it was good.
Uh-huh.
What'd you do?
Did nothing. Mark, me, and Charlie, we all went out and we walked all over the city, which takes about 45 minutes. And Charlotte's not big, so we were able to walk around and do some stuff and. We took the dog out, and she loved it, and people, you know, just looked at her and go, oh, how cute, and fawned all over her, like they always do. and then we went for burgers and stuff this afternoon over at this really awesome restaurant. I'm going to give them a plug. It's called Nick's. It's on 5th Street over here in downtown Charlotte. They're great. The burgers are the best, and the hot dogs are phenomenal. So if anybody's in Charlotte and they want a burger, go to Nick's. N-I-X, Nick's. So there, they got a free plug.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so and we were able to take the dog and sit outside, and she was, you know, brought in more business and for that restaurant. But it was a good time. We had a nice, beautiful weekend this weekend. So today was just gorgeous. And,
well,
I'm just thrilled. I don't want to go.
Well, that's great. Tonight's guest, I just want to tell everybody,
guest,
we're going to have Jeff on, and he's the founder of the HIV Campground Project. And the link is in the website. And if you're listening, let me just make sure I get this right. It's www.hiv-campground-project.org. And you can go out and check that out. There's a whole bunch of information on there. He has an upcoming camp out in Ohio, I believe June 12th, 13th, and 14th weekend. So, well, he's going to come on and talk a little bit about his story, when he became diagnosed with HIV and his process and how he came to want to start an organization like this, because it's kind of interesting. You know, it's something that I never heard of before, so kudos.
And we'll get into this, but I don't do the whole camping thing unless there are meals involved. So, I admire campers. You know, you go out there and you spend a weekend in the woods. I did that when I was young, but I can't do it anymore. I have to have a toilet. I have to have running water.
I never went camping before.
Somebody else cooking the food.
And just a reminder that the upcoming shows, because I have Jeff on the line, but some upcoming shows that we have coming up this Wednesday, April 15th at 2 p.m., we're going to have Gina from RuPaul's Drag Race, a.k.a. Ryan, who, you know, came out on national television, you know, open about her status and, you know, before she even told her family. So I'm kind of inspired by, you know, by her, and I kind of want to hear a little bit more about her, so I'm excited to have her on. And then on April 19th, next Sunday, with you, Jeremy, we're going to have Brian Morgan come on. And, you know, the whole point of this is to share stories, and Brian's going to come on and share his story, and I think it's
great,
pretty inspiring.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
I think it's great that Angina's going to be there. I mean, I wish I was going to be available for the show.
Yeah, we're going to have to, you'll be able to listen to it. Jeff, I have you on the air. Welcome to Pause I Am Radio.
Yeah, hi, how are you guys doing? It's Jeff. I live in Indiana, and it's great to be here. How's Robert and Jeremy doing?
Hi, Jeff from Indiana. I've always wanted to say that. Jeff from Indiana, you're on the air. Go. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. So you do this whole camping thing.
Yep. I spearheaded the whole project on pretty much my own, and we're looking to expand with it, and I wanted to touch on based on how I became POS at first and like the history and how it led up to build to what it is today.
Okay.
I have was tested POS when I was in June 2006. And when I went to the doctor, he told me that, you know, they did ran like three different tests and said, yes, you are POS, HIV POS. And so I, at the time, felt like I was like raped, suffocated, that kind of thing. And so I went home, I cried. And I went to a support group in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and, you know, tried to get some help, tried to get some guidance on it. And, like, only four people showed up. And so I kind of got a little bit depressed there because I was wanting to meet more people. And so I went home. You know, I started trying to get on the internet and trying to find my way around and in the chat rooms and that kind of thing. And I led myself to a person in Ohio that was HIV positive. And so we met up and went to Detroit. And he showed me MySpace and he showed me Boystown Live. And so I, you know, through that, I came home. He was into drag. He was like a drag queen over in Ohio. And I came home, and I was a little bit depressed still. And I met a guy in Chicago. And what happened there was we decided to meet at Starbucks. And I went to a we went there, and I met him. And he said, Jeff, you're fine. You're a great guy and everything. And so I, you know, he said that, you know, you need to wow people not by preaching at them, but lead by example. And, you know, you should write or paint a blog or do something productive with yourself. So I went home. And
now, wait, Jeff, before you met him at the Starbucks and he said that, now, were you going through a stage after you were diagnosed where you were really depressed?
Yes, yeah. I was very depressed, going through depression pretty much, just very down on myself because I felt like, you know, this, you know, when I first was told, I didn't want to have anything to do with anybody. I didn't want to have anything to do with anyone HIV positive. You know, it was, you know, I did a completely 180 from that time till now. I was going to say, you know, the beauty of HIV is that it takes so much away from you. It takes so much from you. And, you know, what you have to learn is how to take it back, what it has taken from you. And so I have, you know, had to learn that. You know, I was in my stage of fight, you know, I still wanted to lead my old lifestyle. And, you know, when I came back from, you know, after the Starbucks, after the Chicago, I, you know, was on the internet and someone said, well, yeah, I'll go camping. And I was like, I got the idea and I put, you know, two together and you know, we have, I put the MySpace and Boys Town Live and, you know, the camping project and made it, you know, HIV camp, campground or camp out project. And then I made it private. And so then, because I didn't want anybody to know, and I struggled with the word HIV, because like I said, it, you know, at the time I didn't want anybody to know it was HIV or, you know, anything like that. So I felt, I just wanted to name a campground project. And through it, I kept the name HIV to it. And I'm glad I did, because I'm very successful today. You know, when I started MySpace, I had like 30 friends on there, and people would make fun of me and say, well, you know, you don't have enough, you know, one person for every state in the United States. And now I have over 30,000 people. And when I kept it private, my, I wanted to have only guys only. And then I eventually let females in and kept it private. And then my friend over in Michigan City said, well, Jeff, you shouldn't keep it private. You should take it public. And so I decided, well, okay, I'll take what I did in private and make it public. And I did, and it was successful. And then people would email me and say, well, you sound like an organization. And I'm like, I do, you know? And I was like, wow, okay, I will just go ahead. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm down to earth, I shop at Walmart. I mean, I know what, you know, I'm just a down to earth person, and I had to learn my way through the nonprofit world, the business world, and I soon created HIV Campground Project. And now we are a nonprofit domestic corporation in the state of Indiana, and I'm looking to go 501c3 with them. So that is, you know, in a nutshell of what we have done with what I have done from, you know, starting this. I to this day, I had no idea that I would be, you know, doing this. You know, I came and said, well, I woke up one day, I said, well, I'm going to be doing campouts or campground project. Now, actually, HIV Campground Project, we want to do more than just campouts. We want to, our main mission is to end the stigma of HIV. You know, I know similar groups, they go camping, which is wonderful. We you know, I help promote the camp out in West Virginia. We're doing the one in Ohio. We, you know, if there's other campouts or events that we do, we help, you know, anyone. You know, I want this to be something for everyone. And I think a lot of people just want to be a part of it. And, you know, it's kind of what I do is kind of like the shock factor. People, you know, when you look at our websites, we have Boys Town Live. We have, you know, music videos. And it's nothing like camping. You know, I don't have campfires going. And, you know, I kind of do things a little differently. And people like that. And I think that's what's made us successful in what we do.
Now, how long has it been running? Like, how long has it been a nonprofit that you've been doing the campgrounds with everyone?
Well, just last year in October, we got our nonprofit domestic corporation staff in the state of Indiana. Before that, we had two campouts in one in September 2007 in Michigan, and we kind of kept it private. I was kind of like, hey, here we are. I put like a, you know, MySpace group, you know, because I didn't want to put, you know, hey, I'm HIV positive, you know, in a campground. And I didn't want to, I kind of kept it quiet. And then we decided to do, we enjoyed that so much in Michigan, we decided we'd do Michigan, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. So we went ahead and did that and expanded it. And that was in April 2008. And so now we're doing the one in Ohio You know, this one, the owner has been working with us and doing really, you know, has been working with us and is very friendly at what we're doing. And, you know, we have learned how to, you know, do this right. And we learn each and every time how we do it. Last time we had it in April. As you know, April can be a rough month to camp with the weather. So we, you know, have decided to go June. And but June is kind of a rough month, too, because there's Pride Month. There's a lot of, you know, gay prides going on. So it's a really rough, you know, August is hot. You know, May is Memorial Day. So it is very hard to get a schedule with everybody on board, you know. And that's what we try to figure out what, you know, what's the best from what, you know, we learn from the past. And so that's what we do. So that's what we're going. We're trying to. We've been also at Gay Life Expo in New York City, and when I did that, we had our booth and we had volunteers, and it was very interesting to see how the public reacted when we would go around and offer raffle tickets for a laptop computer. And, you know, some people would want to hug you. Some people would want to not have nothing to do with you. And so that was, it was interesting, you know, being in the public eye, you know, with HIV Campground Project to be there and to see the people's reaction. But what happened was...
the first time that you were, like, public about it? Like yourself, like putting your face out there doing it?
Yeah, yeah. And
so it was really nerve-wracking for you.
It was. It was very nerve-wracking to an extent. But what was interesting is 15 minutes before the expo closed over at the Jacob Javits Center, there was a lineup of people at our booth wanting to know if they won the laptop computer. And I thought that was so interesting to see people at an HIV campground project in front of a booth, you know, it was just like, wow, you know, coming from Indiana, it's like, you know, it's like a taboo around here to have HIV, you know, and then yet you can go to New York City and, you know, you can be yourself and, you know, flock. I mean, it's just interesting at different areas of the country that you can be at. And so that's, you know, it gave me, inspiration to do, that we need to do more for, you know, not only, you know, on the internet, but also in the public eye, you know, you know, I making a name for ourselves and being able to do good for the people. And so that's what we're about with the HIV Campground Project.
I think that's absolutely amazing. Sorry, I had to throw everybody on mute because the train goes by like an hour on the hour. So how do you know, how many campers do you get when you, because I've been seeing you kind of go through different places and it's not necessarily the same campground, is that right?
Right, right. Well, originally we started out real small. We had about 20 campers originally, and so now we're looking at going approximately 80 to 100 campers for Ohio. We want to get more, you know, we have a lot of interest. One thing that we have right now with the economy, some people have lost their jobs in the HIV, you know, community, and so it's kind of rough right now with people going on trips and that kind of thing. But I also have to say, for the people that want to go, that, you know, the camping starts at $18 a night. You know, you can't get a Motel 6 for that, and you know, you can't even you know, buy a carton of cigarettes anymore for $18. So I, you know, with the economy and everything a factor, I still feel that, you know, what we do is low cost, is a great way of meeting people, and also you don't have to, you know, if you need to, if you do disclosure, you know, for your status, I mean, this, it's a great way to come to a camp out, you know, meet friends, make friends, you know, and everything that we do, what I've done is designed to, you know, make friends long after the camp out, because I think that's important. To, you know, you can say hi, bye, but to actually have friends afterwards. I mean, a lot of my friends I met at Michigan, about, you know, my campouts that I've done, and we're friends today. And I just talked to one a little bit ago about all, everything. And so I think that what we have done, you know, is offering a low cost. I want to keep everything low cost because, you know, I know a lot of people are on either on disability or they're, you know, right now I have a hard time with overtime. I used to could get a lot of overtime, but the economy doesn't allow me that. But I'm able to, you know, try to, you know, finagle the money. And last year was $4 a gallon gasoline. That kind of worked against us. So, you know, it, like I said, different variables that we can't control. But I feel that if people want to just make friends and meet people, and then they'll find a way. You know, it's what your priority is, and meeting people and making friends and having fun. I think that's very important in what we do.
And I think also what I'm hearing, too, is it's not just meeting people and having fun, but it's really building that support network.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, it's one thing to be online, to you know, and that's the problem. I've met a lot of people online, and then I'm disappointed. But to meet people in person is just totally, you know, that are going to be non-judging, know you're, you know, willing to listen to your situation, and just being willing to help you out. I mean, those are the kind of people I want to come to the campouts that will help foster, you know, friendships. And I think that's very important, especially, you know, in this day and age, we, you know, we have jobs and we have, you know, things going in our lives, and sometimes we can't be up front to our coworkers, to our family, you know, or our lover, you know. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I've also felt with this camp out is that women and also straight people have been left out. And so I want to, with this project, when we get to 501c3, is to have campouts and projects for people that are straight and for women to be able to, you know, to be able to camp out or to have events that are tailored, you know, that they want to do. And I think that's important because I hear this from some different sites that say, you know, what about us, you know? And I get a lot of this from people out in California. They're like, well, why don't we have a camp out? And, you know, I'm working on that. But I'm going to have to, you know, I'm one person. I can't do it all. And I think that, you know, we as an HIV positive community have a lot to contribute and have a lot to, you know, if there's events or things that we can do, you know, locally, whether it's my organization or whoever's organization, I don't care. As long as we are making it right, making it, you know, making, we have to, with this project, what we're doing is normalizing HIV. We're making it, you know, almost normal to, you know, those people with HIV are going on cruises. Those people are going camping. They're going places, you know. That was the one thing with this camp out that I have done was, you know, I had people say, wow, why are you planning a camp out 9 months from now when you're going to die? And I says, excuse me, I'm not going to die. I mean, you know, and so the things that we do, you know, break down the stigma. And that's what we, what our intent is to, you know, to the public. It's, wow, those people are living and they're having fun and they're able to do things, you know.
Jeff, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay. And how long have you been HIV positive?
I've been positive in June. I'll be three years.
Okay. And that was one of the things that we mentioned when you were speaking to me earlier, is that you were touching base on how, as you were developing, you know, HIV Campground Project, as it was growing, you were also growing with it and like learning to accept yourself more.
Right, exactly. And that's what, you know, this has really helped me. This Camp Out project has really helped me because, like I said, at the beginning, I didn't want to have anything to do with anybody that was HIV positive. And I've learned to fully accept what was going on, to learn to accept the HIV and slowly take back what HIV dealt me. And that is exactly what I've done. I have taken back what HIV, you know, and I don't have the lifestyle that I used to, and I'm glad. My counselor has told me that, you know, HIV has probably saved my life. And, you know, it's kind of weird to say that, you know, HIV has saved my life. And actually, I'm better off with HIV than without. And I've been told that.
Yeah,
because I live a better life actually than I did without HIV, and you know I'm not going to go into all the details of how I got HIV. And of course, I have people that come to me and tell me, you know, do you know who gave you HIV? And I sit there and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Go into their house and punch them in the nose? I mean, what do you want me to do? You know, whether I can be all regretful.
You can't like take it away from you and give it back to them.
Right, exactly. What can I do about it, you know? And I mean, you have to just learn to move on. And that's part of the, you know, you take a lemon and make lemonade out of it. I mean, it's the simplest line I know. I mean, just to, you know, that's what I do. And you know, I talk to people on the internet. I talk to, you know, people that are newly paused. And I have people that come back to me and they say, thank you, Jeff. Thank you for helping me through that situation. And I'm like, wow, what have I, you know, I mean, my doors don't close at 5 o'clock. And I try to lead people. If I don't know the answer, which I'm, you know, I've learned a lot, but if I don't know the answer, I lead them to people that do, you know. I mean, through these, I learned about the Trevor Project, which was suicide. I've had people try to commit suicide and call me and tell me I'm committing suicide, and I help those people. I've been through it, and I know exactly what is out there, and I'm in the, you know, on the internet. I know what's going on, and I know what, you know, there's a lot of jealousy. There's, you know, and sometimes, you know, you can't always, you know, life hands you a deck of cards, and sometimes those aren't the cards that you want. And you just have to learn how to play them and how to take back your life. And so what I do, I want to be an inspiration to other people. And I think that that's what my goal with this project is to, you know, go from, you know, not knowing anything to, you know, being out there and trying to make a difference. And I hope that other people can do the same, because that's what we need more of in this community and HIV POS, you know, to for people to do more.
Well,
and
I think you've already inspired people, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, like I said, I try to be with the MySpace. I get people. I, you know, when I go to MySpace, I feel like it's like a street corner around at Times Square. You know, you got people, you know, putting plugs in and stuff, and it's like, wow, they don't even mention HIV. You know, it's like, it's like normal. And to have that, and to be able to have a place where people can feel safe and, you know, don't feel judged, I think that's important. And that's exactly what I try to get across with everything that I do, and you know, break down the stigma. And you know, when I had the MySpace, I would put people, make sure that there was tons of people that were online now, because I wanted people to be online. I didn't want people to be dead. I didn't want people to, you know, be collecting dust. You know, I don't go for that. I want things to be full of life. And everything, you know, Boys Town Live speaks that. You know, the music player, dance music gets loud. It's, you know, hey, you know, makes a statement. And everything that I do, you know, it's like, wow. And that's what I've envisioned for this project and what we're about.
I think it's a great project, and it's some, as long, you know, if it brings people together, you know, it's, for me, that's a great thing, because we feel separated too much, and to let people know, it's not just for people that are HIV positive, it's also for POS friendly people. And a bonus, you can bring your pets, right?
Yeah. There's, yeah, you can bring your pets, for free at the in Ohio. I'm not for sure about the other campgrounds. They all have their rules and regulations.
Right.
But with that, you know, camping out can be expensive. I mean, there, you know, HIV meds, my triple is, what, $1,688 for 30 pills.
Wow.
I am not, you know, I don't partner with the HIV drug companies and, you know, have them bring Panera bread to my table and all that. I speak the truth. I mean, I go to Walgreens and I see on the receipt, you know, your insurance saved you $1,000 whatever, you know, and I go and pick up my pills. And I'm glad I only have to pay a copay. But, you know, my thing with the HIV meds, you know, yes, I'm wonderful that they're keeping me alive. But also, you know, with the campground, we're trying to we're focusing on, you know, ask me another question here.
Well, just a real quick, I just want to let the listeners know, if you're out there listening, you can call in and ask ask us a question or talk to Jeff. Find out more about it at 347-215-9442, or you can use your Skype and click the talk and call in. Just want to mention to other people out there that they can also add the show as a friend and favorite it, and it will send you a reminder in your email so you won't miss any upcoming shows.
So, okay, I need one question answered. What do you do about the bears?
What do I do with the bears?
Mm-hmm. Do they have their own separate section, or do you intermingle them?
You mean as in guy bears?
Well, I don't know. You're out in the woods. There are bears in the woods. What do you...
Well, we do. There are cabins, and there is a bunkhouse.
Yeah, so Jeremy, there are toilets. He's so
excited
about, like, I need to have a toilet to go camping. And he thinks they're sleeping in tents. Some people are, but there are cabins, right?
Yeah, there are cabins, and those are, as far as I know, those are sold out for that weekend in Ohio. And also the bunkhouse, I don't know if there's one available, but there's like 9 of us sleeping in the bunkhouse right now. And then there's tents, and then there's RVs. And so, you know, they have all the comforts at home. We got the pool, the whirlpool, the steam room. You know, what I guess, you know, I was talking about the camping, it only costs like $18, and I, you know, that's very cheap. I mean, you can't get the Motel 6 for that. You can't get all the pool, the whirlpool, the steam room for all that. Plus, we're going to be doing a blacklight party. And we're going to do speed dating, where you get 5 minutes with each person and to get to know them, and you never know what will happen, you know. That's kind of what we're going to do with that, and we're going to also do a barbecue cookout. We're also going to have campfires, and we're going to do with the blacklight party, that's kind of where everything that you wear is white will glow. And so we're going to do body painting with that, too.
Oh.
So we're going to have some fun in Ohio.
That sounds like we're going to have some fun.
That is exactly what our goal is. You know, someone from New York told me, he says, Jeff, give me a reason to come to your camp out. And I said, okay. So I was sitting down thinking, well, what can we do to make it, you know, what could we do? And this is what we came up with. And I think, you know, this will be interesting to see how it all works out, you know, with the camp out. Make it not just popping up a tent and hi-bye, that kind of thing, but we want to make it so people can make friends and meet people, you know. And, you know, we have our internet friends, but to actually meet people online is very important.
So how often do you have these camp outs a year?
Well, right now we've been having them almost yearly. I kind of scaled back on the camping right now because of the economy. But I want to further more campouts in the future. I want to, you know, garner some more team members and be able to run campouts because I can't be everywhere at one place. But we already have a list of we have 300 people that want to camp out nationwide. And so they're part of our HIV campground project. And, you know, that list is going to be growing here. And I want to, you know, we want to have events and do things, go camping, you know, go to Six Flags, go to Disney World, those type of things. We want to make it a place, you know, if we join in with other groups, that's fine. I mean, you know, like I said, I want to make this a nonprofit to, you know, gain trust in the HIV positive world. We want to get our 501c3. We want to, you know, help other groups and, you know, join other groups and, you know, make it worthwhile. That's our goal, our mission, and to, you know, end the stigma. You know, if there's things that I can do, you know, with the MySpace, with the network that I have, I'm willing to do it. You know, that's HIV Campground Project is not about Jeff. It's not about me. It's not, I'm not the poster child for it. You don't find my face picture on there. I get a lot of that. People are like, you know, what do you look like? Who are you? That kind of thing. HIV Campground Project is about what people can do as one, you know, come together for the common good for people with HIV and AIDS. And that's what it's about. You know, I kind of stick to what my friends have told me to do, and I think it's been very successful for that. And that's why I've, you know, why I want to continue with the campouts. You know, I don't know if we'll go to the Gay Life Expo next year. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But I'd like to be involved in the community, you know, not only locally and my AIDS task force, but also, you know, help out wherever I can, you know, around the world or internationally, if it's what we're going to be going to, you know, eventually. And that's what we want to do with this project. And I think it's going to be very successful. It already is, but we're going to grow. And, you know.
Well, one thing that you can do, I don't know if you haven't already, but you can, I know you are already a member of the Positive community, but you can create a group there that will give you actually a forum layout, and you can actually post events and stuff in there where people can, you know, join the group if you want to, you know, advertise there. I know you have a profile, but that at least allows you to post discussions and things about your camp.
Yeah, it kind of, there is a foundation there. In Possum. And you know, actually I just I came across that someone said, you know what, you should go on Possum. I'm like, what is that? And and I'm like, okay. So I came over and I just kinda set up shop, and you know, and then I started talking with you, and you're like, oh, you know, you want to come on and do an interview? I'm like, okay. And you know, here I am. I've done an interview with what Queen Unique before. You know, so this isn't really the first time I've ever done this, but I've had, in print without impact, you know, on the website. I've, you know, we've, been on the internet all over the place advertising what we do. You know, like I said, a lot of people are like, well, what does he look like? Who is he? You know, this kind of thing. But I, like I said, that's the whole thing is, you know, it's about what, like I said, what people can do for common good, you know, and that's what, you know, but I am a real person and I have a real vision. I shop at Walmart. I'm just a, you know, eat at Subway. I'm, you know, I'm just a regular guy that had this vision and it came to be this.
Well, one thing I wanted to do is I also wanted to thank you because I know that you had a big take, a big part in my website growing over the last week because I had about 230 new members join in a week since actually last Sunday's show. So, you know, I wanted to thank you for that because I know you kind of put the word out there, I think, on gay.com.
Right.
Right.
And
they have an article written on me on there, and I was like, I don't think that's where they're coming from. And they're like, no, somebody else, you know, put something up there. And then when I spoke to you, it was you. So I just wanted to thank you because that means a lot to me.
Yeah, I just think that it's important that, you know, like to get the word out, whether it's to help you out or help me out, our organization or whatever, we're all in it together. I mean, we're HIV POS, we're HIV POS brothers and sisters. And I, you know, like I said, we're all in it together to help each other. And so, you know, I'm glad, I'm wonderful that you're able to, you know, to gain that. And, you know, I don't get paid. If I got paid to do what I do, I'd be rich, wealthy. I don't get paid a dime. I do have a full-time job. People are like, oh, you know, do you get paid or whatever? I don't get paid. I don't get paid a dime. And I set this up to be a nonprofit organization because I'm like, man, you know, I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart because I really have a strong feel for what we do. I believe in what we do. And I want to inspire other people to do it because, like I said, I can't do it all. One man cannot do it all. You know, you have to have people. You know, when you start a business, you have to have partners, generally.
It takes a village, as they say.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And to help, you know, for something so tremendous and so big like HIV and AIDS. And so I think that's important that we do come together. I'm very happy that, you know, you can grow and get the word out and be I think we can help other people. You know, just before this show I talked to someone that you know, from Colorado that needed help and I lend them my hand and said, you know, hey, come to, you know, check out the website. You know, even if they don't come to a camp out, at least come and check. You know, I got links on there for people, you know, everything from the Trevor Project to, you know, the body information that they can use. And, you know, there's links to chat rooms, different chat room sites that, you know, I think that you should have options. I think that that's important. And so that's what I believe in. You know, and like I said, I do it, you know, to help other people, not to, you know, I don't want to be greedy and say, well, this is only mine and this is theirs, you know, this kind of thing. No, I want to help any way I can.
So, you know, I think what's really kind of cool what you're doing is you're taking – because HIV, the HIV community is becoming increasingly larger and smaller at the same time. And I'll – let me clarify what I mean by that. Is a lot of us are – you know, there are many, many more people becoming HIV positive. And what I mean the community is becoming smaller is because – is that what I've noticed anyway, is that we are starting to run into each other over and over and over again, and we all know each other in the HIV community. And I think what's really important is for us, what you're doing, Jeff, is bringing those people together.
Absolutely.
You're bringing them from regionally, and I just think what you are doing is and I have to echo what Rob said, is you are you're spearheading something here. You're a pioneer. And yes, the pioneer pun was intended because, you know, you're out there in the outdoors camping. So you're pioneering the way through. But I think what it's doing is you're taking that commonality that we all have, whether we're gay, straight, bisexual, transgendered, questioning, black, white, Asian, South African, Chinese, whatever we are, there's one thing that bonds us all, and that's that little virus that infects us called HIV. And
mm-hmm.
I think that what you've done here is an amazing job. And I think one day, hopefully soon, probably won't be in June, but I'd like to make it out to one of the campouts. I think it would be fun. But you would have to make sure that I have a bed and, you know, toilet and private shower and
you want the older suite, don't you?
Yeah, gotta have it.
Jeff, I have a question here in the chat room. Scott
sure.
asked if what is the age range for people to participate in the project? Is there an age range?
As you mean at the camp out or just that in general? I mean,
at the camp out.
The camp out. Well, you have to be 21.
Okay.
So I
wonder because some people have kids and they may want to bring their kids. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was family friendly.
Well, that's the thing. I was told I can't do what I'm doing right now at Jellystone Park. And I can't do it at the Yogi Bear Park. You know, I have the kids running around and that and stuff. So we've stuck to gay campgrounds, gay private campgrounds so far. But like I said, what I want to do with this project, I mean, I guess when I lost my train of thought earlier, sorry, the $18, some guys can't afford the $18. Before I talk about that, we're all age range. I mean, it's, 21 to, I got people flying in for this camp out in Ohio, 47 years old. So you have all types of people. But, eventually with this, I want to have straight campouts, have people that are, that are able to bring the kids. And with that, I think, camping is one thing, but for the kids, would be great to do like Disney, Six Flags, that kind of thing. Do something where it's fun, where you can bond with people, other families and that kind of thing. So I think that doing those kind of things for the kids, but for the family, that might be dealing with HIV is important too. So those are some of the things that, I don't want to just stick to, campgrounds is our foundation, but I also want to further it than just campgrounds. The $18, what I want to do also with this organization in the future with the 501c3 is be able to get funding and grants and be able to build our own campgrounds where it would be little or to nothing for people to come. And that is my vision with this project. It's not just always going to these campouts and for, some people can't afford $18 a night. And, let alone the food, they can't, they're under, with the meds being expensive and all. And so I would want to make it so where we can have fundraisers and be able to allow scholarships for people to go back to school that have HIV AIDS to go back to college and get a degree, get an education. I want to see that. I want to see more of that. I want to have farms where we grow organic food and distribute it to the food pantries in the local AIDS task force for people that don't have a lot of money. Those are some of the things I want to do with this. Have HIV testing rallies. Use hybrid vehicles. A lot of these came along when we were having $4 a gallon gas. Why not be go green? Why not make an organization, that shines with with new ideas and new innovation and new, you know, that's what we need in the HIV positive community. And if I can be here, if I can sit here on the Sunday night talking to you and spearhead that with you know, inspire people to do more and inspire, so, I mean, that's wonderful. That is what we want to do. You know, that, like I said, with HIV, yeah, we can have campouts, we can have that, but I want to do so much more for people because I know that people are struggling, either with finances, you know, they can't afford, you know, the food, they can't afford, you know, at the time, food prices were going up. You know, I think that we need an organization that tailors to the needs of the people with HIV, also for the people that are working. You know, people, I'm not on disability, but there are people that are. But people that are working, you know, with jobs, you know, being able to find jobs that are HIV positive friendly and, you know, co-pays, COBRA, what if you lose your job, those kind of issues. I mean, it's unfortunate. There are still places that will fire you because if they find out you have HIV, they'll fire you. They won't fire you due to HIV, but they'll fire you for other reasons.
Hey,
and
Jeff, I'm going to jump in really quick because we have a ton of questions going on. And I just want to jump up to the top here and let me see. Scott had a couple of questions. I think one was, how can people help out?
Like, how can they promote you is what he meant.
I'm sorry, how people can help out with this?
Yes.
Yeah.
How can people help out?
He wants to know how he can promote you to get more, you know, out known out there.
There's I think he's asking other questions in there too, Rob.
Oh,
cool.
I'm going to stop.
You got to read through. I'm trying to keep up with everybody.
I know. We got eight
minutes.
So go ahead.
The thing that they can do is they can go to our website and they can email me or they can sign up as a member and they can let me know that they want to be more involved in, like, maybe if they want to be a manager, if they want to help. We do need a couple more board of members for the 501c3. So if someone's, you know, knows a lot about nonprofits and that kind of thing and has been involved in grant writing, that kind of, you know, thing that could help us. I need all types of talent. And if there's people that are wanting to be involved, visit our website and I will talk with you and get you all set up. So, you know, I'm willing to, you know, like I said, I can't do it all. I do need people involved in this. And I think that's where I've come to the realization that, you know, I've done all this, but I've gotten so big where I do need help. And I guess if you want to, I'm pleading for help. I would like to have, I do need help because there's a huge need out there. And, you know, anyone that wants to help, you know, email me at HIV campground project@gmail.com. Or go to my website and it's on there too.
Are the campgrounds wheelchair friendly?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Are the campgrounds wheelchair friendly?
Care friendly.
Wheelchair?
Wheelchair friendly.
You know, for disabled?
I mean, wheelchair friendly. As far as I know, that is something I'd have to, you know, if there is an area, I work with people in wheelchairs, and so I definitely know that because we have a local Dairy Queen that doesn't have wide enough doors for people with wheelchairs. So that's a good question. If we call the campground, and we will do the best we can to accommodate them. And that's, you know, that's the best I can. I mean, if there's anything I can do to help make it better and easier access for that person, I will do so. Because I feel that's very important. I mean, we definitely, you know, need, you know, campgrounds that are accessible. And so I, you know, if there's anything that I can do, you know, I do know, you know, if there's, you know, get a place, a camping you know, cabin or a bunkhouse or something that's accessible, you know, we will make it that way. You know, we'll make it accessible for that person.
Great. And DW, South Africa, has a question. He says, on the camps, is there a format, agenda, schedule, or is it a place for people to mingle and socialize only? So in Mark F. King in the chat room it has a follow-up question along with that and says, yeah, what's the programmatic content? Let's see if I can speak tonight.
Sure.
So is there an agenda? Is there...
Yeah, there is. The owners of the campground have told me that there were people requesting a schedule, so I came up with an agenda with different times, and it's listed actually on our website, the agenda for the Ohio campout, and so there is an agenda and there's a schedule.
That's awesome.
I mean, if you don't want to partake in any of that, you're welcome to mingle all you want and, you know, do whatever you want, whatever you want to do. You know, if you want to spend all your time at the pool, you're welcome to. You don't have to do exactly what we do. But I you know, if it's whatever you want to make of it, you know, the camp out. So, but we do have activities and we do have agenda.
What do you do and I don't know if this is something that you have talked about at all, but what about the safety of the campers?
Safety of the campers. One thing that I have done is I check out for like the nearest hospital. That's every time I contact a camp out, I ask, is there a hospital nearby? Because, you know, if you run into weakened immune systems, people with that, they might get sick. And so I need to, you know, hopefully we'll never have to use that. I check out to, check out the nearest hospitals. That's the kind of thing. With the safety, the local police department will handle if there's anything that needs to be. I mean, you know, I don't know what else. I'm not calling in the FBI or, or, you know, the Army or anything. I mean, you know, I just if there's something that's out of hand or whatever, I think that as long as we follow the campground rules, I think that that's important.
And these are private campgrounds,
yeah,
right? They're you're not going up out in the open wilderness, but these are private campgrounds that you're associated with?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're private campgrounds, and they've been in business for a long time, and they're right now this is a gay campground. There's, I think, a $10 membership fee, and that's good for like the whole entire year. They do it that way to keep it private. You know, it's not just anybody can walk in there.
Right.
That makes sense. Jeff, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate you sharing your project with us and your vision, and I wish you the best with everything.
Holy smokes, we're down to the last minute, aren't we?
And if there's anything...
Wow, yeah, there's an hour
of
my time. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it, and hope to be on again.
There you go. If you have anything coming up, let us know.
All right, thank you so much.
Have a great night, Jeff.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Jeremy, that was very interesting. Very inspiring guy. You know, he reminds me a lot of, you know, doing the whole thing by himself, kind of like how I do with the website and how you know you so need the help.
Yeah.
So it's like it's very, very it's very good to see people like him out there putting himself, you know, out there to help people.
I think Jeff has done an amazing job.
I just want to remind everybody, we're down to the last minute, that our upcoming shows, April 15th, this Wednesday, we're going to have the one and only Angina from RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm stoked to have her on. I just finished watching the reunion today of the show, and it was phenomenal. And she
wasn't that hysterical?
Oh, my God, it was too much. And then April 19th, next Sunday, we're going to have Brian Morgan on. He's going to share his personal story. Jeremy, you want to throw your website out there for our listeners?
It's www.positivelyspeaking.com. Check me out.
There you go. You can learn more about me and the rest of us, the campground, and other people in the chat room at the PosIM community at www.posim.com. Thank you, everybody. I hope you had a great Easter, and have a good night. Mm-hmm.